The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We are going to talk a little bit about shrinkflation now, because you might have seen this news. I mean, it's nothing sacred. Is nothing sacred, rather, the question some might ask in response. Kinder Buenos, their multi-packs, are getting smaller. 4 chunks of chocolate down to 3 chunks of chocolate. But wait till you hear this. As with all other examples of shrinkflation, the price remains the same. Edgar Morgenroth is Professor of Economics at DCU. Edgar, this is a thundering disgrace, isn't it?
Good afternoon. Well, it's something we've seen a lot over many years at this stage, and chocolate seems to be the one that I think gets most of the attention, but you see it elsewhere as well. Indeed, you see it even in places like restaurants, where you might think you get the same meal, but the portion size is actually shrunk, and you still pay the same. So this is quite common, and it's a way of industry to deal with input price increases, or also to deal with their margins and pass it on, and the unsuspecting customer might not notice at all, and maybe take action to switch to different products or whatever.
I think
that's ultimately.
Yeah, I suspect lots of people listening would have sympathy in terms of the increased cost and the tighter margins and the degree to which those input costs are gobbling up profits. It's the underhanded way it happens, I think, is what sticks in people's craw.
Yeah, and in fact, the industry makes use of the sort of the unsuspecting customer. You know, not everyone goes and checks exactly what's in the packaging, and the packaging itself often remains the same size. So it's very, you do have to check the weight of what you're buying to know that it has changed. And of course, you might not remember what was in the packet last week, so you might not actually have a reference point. And that's why industry gets away with it often enough.
Yeah, and I mean, in a way, I know we've used it as the launch pad for this conversation. In a way, I feel slightly sorry for, is it Nestle who make Kinder products? Anyway, whoever it is, because it's hard to hide something going from 4 chunks of chocolate down to 3 chunks of chocolate. Having said that, most people out there, they probably don't know how much their tin of beans weighs. They don't know how much a tin of tuna weighs. They don't know how much lettuce is in the packet that they bought in Lidl or Aldi last week. And if there's a little less of that, it's much easier to hide.
That's a fact. And like I say, it's something that's quite common. It seems the chocolate manufacturers are getting noticed more. Again, Kinder Bueno isn't the only one that has been in the news lately. And that there was way back 2016, I think Toblerone got caught out with increasing the width between the mountains.
They probably thought it was very clever when they printed Toblerone across each of the mountain peaks all those years ago, and now it's come back to bite them in the backside.
This is it. Now, there was a bit of an outcry at the time, and I think they changed, but I think they've gone for shrinkflation yet again. So it is a way that manufacturers are trying to hide price increases de facto. And the alternative would be just to put up the price and keep the packaging the same. Now, obviously, there's a sort of a degree to which a lack of detailed knowledge is being abused or used. The other thing is where the packaging stays the same size, but what's in it is less. That seems a very inefficient thing, and increases, of course, the amount of packaging relative to the product that's actually sold. So it has a waste implication as well.
We've all these rules and regulations and laws in this part of the world, and I say in this part of the world, in Europe, to protect the consumer. There's an argument that there should be something done here to protect a consumer, shouldn't there? I mean, that you've got to emblazon in red writing across your package when you try to get away with this shrinkflation.
We have actually consumer rights that the EU has forced on manufacturers, and that is to display clearly the weight of what's in a package, and also the the price per sort of a standard unit, whether it's 100 gram or a kilo, so that you can make that comparison. There was a time when that was actually very difficult because the packaging didn't necessarily tell you what you were buying at all. So there is something there. I think if you know, one could ask or one could consider where a manufacturer opts for a shrinkflation change, that should actually be highlighted on the price. Now, I'm sure the manufacturers would fight that tooth and nail, but from a consumer protection perspective, that would be a useful thing.
G says, I remember a time you could get 3 bites out of a chocolate Kimberley, and now I can fit the whole thing into my mouth. It's more like a petit foie, says G. Thank you, G, for that lovely image. So products are getting smaller, and here was me thinking my hands were just getting bigger. I'll cancel that doctor's appointment now. No shortage of comedians. Speaking of which, Steve Cummins is with me. Steve, are you appalled by this shrinkflation?
I'm appalled by that seamless segue right there, the comedian. But yes, I am appalled, Kieran. Yeah, I'm so glad you're right. As you know, I have been a stay-at-home dad for 20 years. They're all now getting too big for me to even call myself that. I have been watching this happen. Forget Toblerone in 2016. Back in 2007, the Cadburys were called out massively on the cream egg by, of all people, BJ Novak. He's the guy, he played Ryan on The Office. He was one of the writers on the US Office.
Yeah.
You know, right? He was on Conan O'Brien there in 2007, and he said, I bought a cream egg recently, and I went, this feels smaller. And he said, we're one of those families that freezes candy, as he put it. And he had a box of Kinder of cream eggs from the year before. And he had receipts. He brought out the new one and the old one, and it was clearly massively different. Now, the joy to that was the clip of that went viral, and there was a huge backlash against it. And I think there was a $12 million, loss by Cadbury's on cream eggs alone from that. But they've been doing this for years, right? And, like, even if you think back, like, you know that they always get you at the time when they know you're not really paying attention. Mm. You know, like Christmas, Halloween, stuff like that. Like, I know it's a cliche, right? When I was a kid, the Quality Street, box of Quality Streets, right? If someone threw that at you, first of all, they'd have to be fairly built. If that hit you, it would kill you stone dead. It was made of metal and it weighed about the size of a small car, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Now it's this... You can almost fit it under a door, the box they have for this. But the one that pushed me over the edge was very recently, right? And I do keep an eye on this because it just, you know,
okay.
I know. When they came for my cream eggs, I did not stand up, right? I did not fight. And when they came for my Quality Street, I still didn't say a thing. But now I want to speak out to the nation. Cans of beer that were not used to be, but you know the way you see a small can of beer is 330 mil and a large can of beer is 500 mil.
Yeah.
Well, somehow they snuck in a 440.
What?
There's a 440 mil beer, which is the same height as to agree completely with the professor, which, by the way, who has the most professorial voice I've ever heard. That's the voice I want in every professor in the world. His accent is perfect as a professor. But anyway, one day bought some beers. And then, you know, muscle memory. How many years have I been holding a beer? And
yeah.
I went, there's something weird here. This doesn't feel right.
Didn't have the girth.
Didn't have the girth. The title of my autobiography. Yeah, it really is. It was shocking. And, like, I know it's only 60 mil, but this is exactly how this shrinkflation-y stuff works. It's been going on for years. When we notice it, we should absolutely kind of vote with our feet. But I think you're 100% right. There should be some sort of legislation in place that if a company is going to reduce the weight of a product, they should have a 3-month warning coming, stick something up on the shelf, and then a sticker on it to let you know.
Anyway, listen, on that note, Steve Cummins, comedian and author of Didn't Have the Girth, and Edgar Morgenroth, professor of economics at DCU. Thank you both very much. When I was a kid, marathon bars were huge. Now Snickers are tiny. Says one of our listeners. Others still getting in touch. Well, actually, sorry, on this, I'll give a couple of more examples of shrinkflation. Here's a pretty egregious one. I noticed that the Spuds sold in Super Value used to be 2.5 kg, and now for the same price, only 2 kilos. That is massive. That's what, 20% reduction, but the same price.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.